Boom.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGIS Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Just let some
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Gruden fans!
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
For this Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show, 347-850-1272 is the calling number. I'm that guy, J. Rouse, and of course let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, exception of one. She knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the stars. Let me tell you, tonight we're playing one of our favorite games, the game that I love, and the game is called Five Questions. I ask five questions, you give me answers in five words or less. Plus, old school Get Hype song comes on tonight. We're going to try to keep that. Well, you know what? We may skip that. We may not do the old school Get Hype song tonight. We may just run all the way up and just hit our next break. Maybe we'll do that because we're already 30 minutes in it. So, anyway, plus, I have a question for you guys. It was a conversation I was having with my neighbor, and we broke this thing all the way down. So I want to ask you guys what you think, and we'll go from there. All right, so it's time to get this party going. Appreciate you being here, 347-850-1272. So, Tio, without any further ado, let's get this party started right.
Get your popcorn ready.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Boom! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man! Yeah.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Nothing much. Nada. Zilch.
Zilch. Just got my workout in. Just did my thing, and I'm good right now. You know?
You're feeling good like you know you should, basically.
Yes. Just got out the shower. You know, lotioned up. You know, did my thing.
Hey,
now,
man, Mr. Elliott. Hey, bro. Hold on. I don't want to hear that, man. Why are you telling me that you put lotion on your ass? I don't want to hear that. Why would you tell a man that you lotioned up? Like, okay. Really, Mr. Elliott? Really?
Because I know what kind of man you are.
No, the hell you don't know, Cal. Apparently, you don't know what type of man I am.
Yeah,
I just lotioned up. I'm glistening in the damn wind. What the hell is up with that, Mr. Elias?
Well, I know what kind of man you are because you always got your titties out to me and there like a day boy.
You know what, man? You're making me nervous, man.
Like
say that for Saturday. Save it for Saturday, Mr. Elias, and Ernest will be right there to take you to where you need to go, okay?
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
I'm a player from the Himalayas.
Woo! Bring them out. Bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
It is hard to yell. Oh, my damn. With the Borellis and your smellies. What's up? I'm that guy your mama said stay away from. That's right. The one and only J. Ryle. It is Saturday. Let me slow my ass down. And welcome to the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. It is 30 minutes late, but that's okay. Show will still end on time, but we will skip a break. We will not do some of the things that we normally do. So anyway, welcome in. I'm hanging out with the ladies of the TJRS Radio Network. Let me start off with Jackie in the place to be. What up, Jackie? That's you, Jackie. That's your name, Jackie. Yes. Hello, Jackie. Okay. Wow. Thank you, Jackie, for whatever you just did. And that voice you heard is Vanessa Mae Belly from the Macabelli. Vanessa Mae Belly from the Macabelli.
I miss y'all. How y'all doing?
The feeling was not mutual. I'm saying, yeah, we missed you too, baby.
Wasn't mutual. Shut up, Jay. I'll drive over there and find you.
Hey,
everybody.
Yeah,
I miss y'all one by one. I miss Momo, Harry, Kathy.
What is this, Rocker Room? Are you looking through a mirror or something?
Yes, I am. I missed all y'all. I did, but I had so much damn fun. Oh, my God.
Okay, we're doing introductions. You can talk about that later. See ya. Calm down. Yes.
I just miss y'all.
I miss y'all too. Miss you too. Yeah. Miss Terry Quaker, Terry, hello. Miss Terry, hello.
I'm here.
She left. Hey,
Vanessa.
That's right.
Hey, Miss Terry.
I'm here.
Hey, Vanessa. Hey, boo. Huh? What? Yeah, hey, baby. How you doing?
Ooh, you must want some, don't you, baby?
Hey,
baby. I'll send you a message here real soon, baby. Don't worry about it, girl. Yes. Jackie, are you here now, Jackie, in the place to be?
Can you hear me now?
Loud and damn clear.
Okay.
Do you work for Verizon?
Sorry, I was the guest studio came up, and I was trying to call and speak from there, but you couldn't hear me, so I'm back on the phone.
Oh, well, we're glad you're back. No, we're not. And the first ladies in the house, what's our first lady?
The first lady, all the ladies, come on, all the ladies in the house, say
ooh.
Ow. Hey.
That's you too, Jackie. You can say ow. It's not a sin to say ow. It is not a sin to say ow.
Hello. Hey, Vanessa, Miss Terry, my sister, Jackie.
Hey.
And of course, Miss J. Ryle himself was popping.
Mm-hmm.
No, Nothing popping. Pop a little kid. No, you ain't look here. Your damn man crush ain't here yet. He'll be here. Just calm down.
It's time for
PQODs. Let me start with you first, Vanessa. So, Vanessa, did you enjoy Vegas?
Hell to the yes. I love Vegas. That's
why
my
you let that dude look
town.
Like a Why you
I mean,
let that dude look
die,
like a
dude? Yay, when I die, I done told my family I'm not going to be cremated. So just burn some of my damn clothes and sprinkle them down the Las Vegas Strip and take the rest of them on a cruise ship and just sprinkle them in the ocean. Because those are the two things I love to do in this world. I love Vegas, and I love to go on a cruise ship.
Oh, wow. That's good to know.
I love Vegas.
Keep that in mind when you die. Thank you. Jackie, we'll pass the word. Jackie, in the place to me. Jackie, how is your little play going along? I haven't heard you talk about that recently. How's that going? How's that going?
It's going good. Going really good.
Can we see it?
Well, I mean, if you're here in over in Los Angeles, I have the tickets coming up on the 25th.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
I like
all right, well,
the play is called Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. And
yeah,
coming
you
up.
Told us that before. Yeah.
Is it at a theater or where is it?
It's at the Celebrity Center.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So it's called Shaking the Mess Out of what again?
Shaking the Mess Out of Misery.
Okay,
misery. Okay.
Yeah, can't wait to see it. All righty. Miss Terry, quite contrary. Have you had any weed today?
No, I actually haven't. I packed mine up because it was smelling the room up. But I will have some later. I haven't done anything in a week. It's been hot here. So it's been so hot here, so I'm just trying to drink ice water.
Okay, sounds like a plan stand. All right, First Lady, my PQD for you. When's the last time you got some?
Oh! Damn! Just skip straight to the point, Jay!
Damn! Damn!
You're trying to fat ass got some.
Is that your PQD for me? Not a problem. Last night, a DJ saved my life.
You just wanted somebody to ask you, so you asked it.
Last night, a DJ saved my life with a song. Yeah. Hey, you want to ask me another one? What am I going to get some more? Tonight, a DJ saved my life. So there they are, the ladies.
Resume belly
for the Macanelli. Momo BZ in the Heezy. Jackie in the place to be. And Vanessa May Belly from the Macanelli. They are better known as
the Player Players.
Oh! From the Himalayas.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Something that I thought I'd never do is spend 3 minutes talking about the form that you're listening to right now, which is BTR Radio. Now, you may be listening from a website, and you're saying, what is BTR Radio? Trust and believe, BTR Radio is the main hub. Our show is featured on BTR Radio, and other websites can tap into the BTR Radio website and stream this podcast or this radio show through its website. So, you know, BTR may not mean anything to you, but to us, what BTR stands for is Blog Talk Radio. That's our home. That's where we broadcast. And I'm here to tell you that I'm very disappointed in what BTR has become. We've been on BTR for 6 years now. When we first got here, it was a great place. It was a way for us to be able to talk to people that we don't know. We were able to reach people that we would never meet in life. It was a very good format. Then BTR became a corporate entity. It became more of an advertising agency, right? And that's okay. You have to make money. There's no doubt about that. So, at first, you could use BTR for free. But then they said, okay, if you use us for free, we're going to be able to put ads in during your broadcast. And people didn't care about that. So BTR said, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and charge you. But at the same time, we're going to continue to do the ads. You know, it's really a shame because we try to put together a professional show here, and BTR has gone downhill in the last 3 years. It's more corporate. It's all about making money, and they really don't give a damn about what type of customer service they provide their people. A long time ago, if you had a problem on BTR radio, you could reach someone. They had people on call. Now, they don't. Matter of fact, not only do they not have people available to you after business hours, even during business hours, you get a phone call or a voicemail message saying, leave your message and someone will call you back. So what they continue to do is they've continued to increase their platform, right? And no one is holding them accountable. And the bad part about radio stations like ours, or radio shows like us, I should say, is that we've been on here for so long, a lot of the music clips and things that we use, they are stored somewhere where we can't retrieve them. Because I promise you, if I could pull all my sound clips from BTR Radio, we would not be here. So it's a dilemma. What do you do about it? So BTR host, if you are a radio show host here on BTR Radio, let's get together. Maybe we should have a meeting and talk about the way they handle this, because all you're doing is paying more money for less services, and it's really a damn shame. I mean what I say what I mean. Deuces with two fingers. I'm J. Rao.
That concludes the 3 minute commentary. Now back to the show.
What's the time? 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 What's the time?
Check the clock! What time is it?
Pay it, I say, pay attention.
Woo!
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. And 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about things that are not a part of the today's topic. And I want to talk to you guys about something that I was discussing with my neighbor. And I just want to try to put it out here as quick as I can, because I want to use the full 10 minutes to have this conversation. I was talking to my friend about, you know, the reincarnation. I wish that people could, when you die, you get two chances in life, right? So you live your life, then you die. And then you come back, you know, as another person, but, you know, no telling where you come, but you come back. But here's the unique thing about coming back. You will have the knowledge that you had, right, when you die. So in other words, you can remember who you were, what you were in your previous life. And so, when you are a child, you won't have any superpowers or anything like that. So when you look like, if you're 5 years old, you can remember, you know, when you were five in your previous life. And you can remember all the way up until about you were eight. Your memory will come in increments. So you won't be a five-year-old with a 78-year-old mind if that's the age you died in, it's your previous life. And we kicked that around. I said, so the reason why I brought that up and the reason why we were having that conversation was because if you had a chance to redo it, would you change the way you do business? If you knew, and we knew, let's say that this is how the world was. Everyone knew that you praise your God, it's in the Bible, you're going to live two lives. When you die the first time, you're going to come back, and you're going to live something else. You may come back as a white person, you may come back as a Puerto Rican, don't tell me what you're come back what? At, but you'll come back as something else. You don't get a choice. You don't come back as yourself. But you know you're going to have two lives. So if you, let me ask you this, Momo. If you had two lives, right, if you come back, would you change? Like, for example, people ask you the question, if there's something in your life you would change, people will say, yeah, there's something I would change, some things I won't. Would it make you change the way you're doing business if you came, if you knew you had a second chance in life?
Yes, of course. You would be a fool to have a second chance at life and do things the exact same way you did the first time.
Okay, what if that's your personality, though? But what if that's your personality? What if you just,
no.
You kind of, so for example, if you came back, now let's say that, you know, we know you black, sexy, Momo B. What if you came back as a Jewish girl?
What? A Jewish white girl.
Okay, let me digest that.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so now I'm a
it.
Jewish girl.
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm Jewish. I'm still cute,
yes.
And I still got my smart mouth. So what now?
Well, I don't know. I don't think Jewish girls have mouths like yours, but, you know, hey, you can remember what you were before. So, okay, so when you get to, let's say, for example, I'm not saying that you're not happy where you are in life now, because you may be. But some people would desire to be at a different level than they are at this stage in their life. I think most of us
right.
would agree with
I
that,
get
right?
It.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, so at around 10 or 11, you would remember what you did when you was Momo B at 10 and 11. So at that point, would you, you know, take your studies more seriously? I mean, what would you do? Or would you just say, hey, I'm just going to live my life, whatever, whatever? Or would you, do you think it would be an advantage, right, if you could remember what you did in your previous life?
Yes, of course it would. Like I just said, I would do things differently. I would do things differently
really?
To better myself.
Yeah, like
I would,
what?
I would. Like I would have finished college. That's something I would have did. Because like
okay.
My first time around, my grandma was going to pay for everything. There wasn't no student loans, nothing like that. She was going to pay for it. And I should have, if I was smart, I would have took full advantage of that.
Damn, you are dumb.
That's what I should have did. Yes, I should have did that. I didn't know.
Your
I
ass
know.
Yeah,
I
didn't know. Yeah, you didn't
know. I definitely would have. So things like, shut up. So things like that, I'm thinking, I look back now, even in my real life, I think, oh yeah, I should have did that. I should have jumped on that, you know? So yes. If I was a different person or I had a second chance and I knew what I knew then, what I knew now, of course you're gonna make the better judgment than choices. Yes, for you and
okay.
your family. Yes.
Okay, see, that's good. See, so you would
tell
me as you
different.
Oh Lord, let me ask you, Vanessa. So, would you're in a pretty smooth, good part of your life, right? So, if you came back as like a Navajo Indian lady, I mean, would you change the way you lived your life? Would you do anything different? I mean, what would you do?
I would like to have done something different when I come back, but you know why I wouldn't.
Why?
If I change my past, it will change the way my future came out. And so, if I change my past,
yep.
then I might not be married to Bobby.
You're not
and
gonna
I
be married to Bobby when you
daughter.
Come back as a Navajo.
And you're not changing your past. Your past is still your past.
Yeah.
You just feel
yeah,
it.
Past
I
is good.
But I thought your question to me was, would you change something in your past?
No. What I'm saying is, would you change the way you're doing business? You get two lives. Everybody, it's common knowledge that you get two lives. You're going to live your life as Vanessa Mae Belly from the McAnally. When you die, whatever age you die, you're going to go to sleep. You're going to wake your ass up. And just like in real life, your memory going to start kicking in at around 5 years old because you're going to be a baby. You ain't going to know. By the time your memory start kicking in, you are a Navajo Indian lady.
Right. So if I change the stuff
you didn't
I
change
did.
Nothing.
You didn't change nothing, Vanessa.
Just come back as a damn Indian and your life is still the same.
No, you just
yes.
go live your life. What I'm saying is that you're going to come back. So at the age of 10, you're going to be like, okay, I remember when I was a black Vanessa Mae Belly, what I did at 10. Right?
Okay.
So do you use that as an internal encyclopedia to say, okay, I know where I ended up when I was Vanessa, right? So do I want to, and you know what I'm saying, so when you're 10, you can remember up until you're 15. When you're 15, you can remember up until you were 21.
Right,
when you're
Jay.
21, then you can start remembering up until you're like 30 or 35. Yes.
But Jay.
Yes.
Of course I would like to change, but y'all not listening to me. I thought that's what y'all said. Yes, there are things
okay.
I would like to change, but if I change what I did, it would have changed
not,
the outcome of my
said,
life.
Vanessa, you can't change what you did. You did what you did already. That life
yeah,
is
you're gone.
Now you have
you're
a new life.
So I'm
yeah.
just going to come back up
yeah.
the end again and look back on what
now.
I did. What kind of shit
yes,
is that?
Exactly.
Girl.
Look, they
violated
themselves. Ain't nobody else picking up at him. But, yeah, that's exactly what you would be. You would be an
yes.
Indian with a memory of the black girl, and you would just have to live off the black girl experience. And being an Indian,
live
would you
live off
different
the black
changes?
Girl experience?
She added that. I didn't say that part, but yes. You can take it any way you want to. Yes.
But I heard that. One of the questions.
Yeah, it's a part.
It's not that much that I would. It's just, huh? I mean, it's not that much, y'all. I've had a hard childhood, but it's just not that much that I would change. Because
okay, so
the test makes the testimony. I would just be the Indian looking back going, damn, my mama hit her with a broom. Going, damn, that's how she met Bobby. Or, I mean, I would take all of it, the good, bad, and the ugly, as the Indian woman, and go
well,
from it.
Okay,
let me ask you a question.
Because I see you like to be specific. Let me ask you this question. As an Indian girl, your new life, would you marry a guy that's older than you? I don't know how old you and Bobby are, the difference is in age. But would you do that again as an Indian girl?
Yeah. Yes, I would.
Okay. Well,
because
okay.
Because the older one kept me stable, Momo. Because if
okay.
Bobby was as young as I was, he would have been a damn fool just like I was. Young, wild, and crazy, if I could try. So by Bobby being older, he mellowed my little hot self down. So, yes, I would have married somebody older.
But you don't know that for sure. Because your parents may be different as Indian. Your Indian parents may have raised you differently. Right?
Well, I don't know. You ain't saying nothing about the Indian parents.
Jay.
She's
how are you going to show up as an Indian girl? Vanessa, you got to be born from an Indian woman.
But that don't mean my parents are in my life, Jay.
Well, you know what?
I could have been raised by my grandmama. I mean, you didn't want to throw in the hypothetical out there.
It could have been the Cherokee grandmama. You absolutely correct, Vanessa. Oh, damn.
Well,
yeah, let me go to you, Miss Terry. Well, I ain't talking about that. You know, I ain't talking about when you were in school. You know what? She got a little bit of good hair. Yeah, man, you know, I'm 5% Cherokee. No, I ain't talking about that type of Indian. I'm talking about a full 100% Indian. You got Indian in your background. Hell.
It's only
right,
one. I'm going to stick with it. It's only one or two things that I would change in my life because I just wouldn't want. Even if I had to go back and look as an Indian and say, would I change that? I know that it would change my outcome, and I just wouldn't. And so,
Vanessa,
even looking at
Vanessa,
it, I don't care. No,
Vanessa,
I wouldn't change nothing.
Your outcome is going to change anyway because you're an Indian girl, and I'm pretty sure Bobby don't like Indian women. Miss Karen.
You know what? You know what? He probably do because they got long, pretty hair, and I ain't got none. Mine is weak.
Oh, well, you're right, then. You don't have to deal with those damn wigs. Miss Terry. Miss Terry.
Yes.
All right. Yes. You understand the premise of the question, right? So now, I'm going to give you a chance to, Jackie, on the other side of the break, because I want you to get yours in. Matter of fact, this is probably a godsend. It gives you an opportunity to think of an answer. So, all right, Miss Terry. Would you all need to call? All right, look, hold your thought, Miss Terry. I'm going to ask you. I'm curious.
I don't know where you're going.
I'm curious as to what you guys are going to say. I really am. All right, take a minute. Sponsored by DJ Sean One, DJ Extraordinaire. If you are in the Chicagoland area and you need a DJ, you need to hit this guy up. He is one of the baddest boys out there. You can check him out on Twitter or on Facebook or on www.hitthemusic.com. But if all else fails, you can call him 334-538-5739, 334-538-5739. DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I want to get Miss Terry's answer. I want to get Jackie's answer. Just curiosity makes you think. Plus, one of our favorite games, five questions coming up next. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, this is your fitness diva, Mom to Little Donna's, with your healthy lifestyle fitness tip for this week. Do you ever feel like you're going great with a diet, completely in control and on track, when you get hit by an uncontrollable craving for something that is on the so-called ban list? You do everything you can to control it, but somehow it still finds you, and eventually you give in. You say to yourself, well, I'll just have one bite. But come on, let's be real. Who can have just one chip or one piece of chocolate? Before you know it, you've either eaten the whole bag or the whole bar of chocolate. You see, a few extra calories turn into so many extra calories. And then that little cheat that you had soon becomes an all-out buffet with all kinds of food that you should not be eating. food cravings can do some serious damage to your progress. So, let's give you some tips on how you can kill those food cravings. Number one, first of all, you have to smash the urge. If you continually resist the urge to give in to your cravings, you can end up binging all the time. Instead of trying to resist those cravings, try this. When you have the urge for something sweet, instead of grabbing a piece of chocolate, get some yogurt. Number two, purge your cupboard. Having bad foods anywhere near you will only make things worse and make those cravings hit more often. So even before you start a diet, get rid of all the temptations by purging your cupboard. Number three, chew gum. Yes, you heard me, chew gum. In between meals or when cravings begin to hit, just grab a stick of gum. Research has shown that people who chew gum between meals eat fewer snacks because you always have something in your mouth. Number four, eat regularly. If you're not eating at regular intervals during the day, then your cravings are going to come more often. The more you eat, the less cravings you will get. And finally, number five, go to the gym. Yeah, I know that's not the answer you wanted to hear, but check this out. When you're exercising, you're actually releasing endorphins that will counteract those feelings of hunger. So when you get those cravings, go for a walk, get some cardio in, and before you know it, you won't have those cravings anymore. So the next time you get the urge to pick up a cupcake or a donut or whatever it might be, remember these five easy tips to kill those cravings. And remember, sweat is fat crying.
Feel nice and feel love. Give me paradise. Can you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J. Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
No doubt. Make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my new friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our call number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the J. Rouse Show. Now, listen, because we started late, we're going to do 45 minutes of commercial-free set, I should say. But, you know, we do have shout-outs.
Yes.
So this is the shout-outs right now. So coming up tomorrow morning, right here on the TGRS Radio Network, it is the serious side of the J. Rouse Show. You need to tune into that show tomorrow morning at 9, all time central. I tell you, we're talking about a lot. A lot has happened since the last time we were on the air on the serious side. And, man, we're going to cover it all in 2 hours. Check it out tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. right here. It's the Black Persons or Black People's edition of Meet the Press. Come get it. Me, Miss Elias, Dr. Princess Aldea, and the smartest man in the world, Jerome Spree. It's going to be a great show. Tune in. Don't forget it. Don't forget now. Come back here Wednesdays, 7:30 p.m. Central. It is the Wednesday edition of the J. Rouse Show, the Who's Who's edition of the J. Rouse Show. Me, Miss Elias, Dr. Prince. Oh, sorry, because she's on my mind. Momo Beasley and the Easy, Miss Terry Quiet Contrary, Rich Sister, a.k.a. Jackie, in the place to be, and Vanessa Mae Bellis and the McAnally. And I think I said the first lady, but hey, come on, check us out. It's a great show. It's always fun. Come get it Wednesdays, 7:30 p.m. right here on the network. And, of course, Rich Sister, talk to us about what's happening with you and what's happening with Thoughts for Vision.
Yep, you need a info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, definitely out my website, www.djackieep.com.
All right, and of course, if they want to get with Cassandra in Hollywood, how do they get in contact with her?
You can check Cassandra out on Fire Talk. She does her show on Fire Talk, and you can check her out on Facebook, Instagram.
Just Google her ass. That's what it sounds like. Okay, we'll just Google Cassandra Calloway, and you can find all the different.
On Facebook. Cassandra Calloway.
Okay, I said Google, not Facebook, but okay, yes. Check her out. Just Google her. You'll find her wherever she may reside. Of course, Monday through Friday, the J-Kick Network is Kings in the Morning with Light Skin, Johnny Graham, Cracker Davis, my main man, D.L. Dubs, the custom preacher, Lenny Lynn, and a host of others from 10 to 12 on the J-Kick Network. Check them out. And of course, we're there on Wednesday nights right before Honey Hush. 10 o'clock p.m. Central, it is Stephanie Liquor Girl Beer. Great show. All they do is talk about sex. All right, so now, before the break, I asked a question. Not really a question. We talked about if you had the opportunity, well, I guess it was a question. You can live, you're living two lives, right? So you're going to live your current life that you're living right now. You're going to live that life out. You're good to go. You're going to die whatever age you're going to die. You're going to go to sleep for about a week or whatever. You're going to wake your ass up. You're going to be somebody else, not something else. You're going to be another person, right? And so at the age of 5, when you start kind of remembering your life, you may come back as another black person, if you're black. You may come back as a white person. You may come back as a Puerto Rican. You may come back disabled. You're coming back. It's just when you come back, you will have the opportunity to remember your previous life. Now, here's the deal. Your parents are not going to know whether this is your first time around or your second time around. And you're not going to know if it's your parents' first time or second time around unless they tell you. Okay? So now, Miss Terry, would you change the way you're doing business now if you came back, or would you just continue to live your life and just let it? What I mean by change is, would you say, okay, I'm going to be more serious about studying, I'm going to try to pursue? You know what you did the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you change something? Would you change the way you do business?
Yeah, I would change because I didn't know that I was going to have kids, and the doctor said that I couldn't have kids. So I think I would prepare myself to have kids and have things set up better. Not just to just be a, like, oh, you know, now you got to be a parent.
Now here's a twist.
I would change that part.
Here's the twist now. When you come back, your kid still may be alive. Do you go back and tell your kid, hey, you know, I'm mama, but now I'm a little white girl?
Oh, because I'm white? Well, so you're trying to say I came back white?
Knowing you, he probably said, no, we got to put that spirit back into another mean-ass black person. So you probably come back black.
No, I wouldn't come back black if I enjoyed it.
Hold on, you don't have a choice, Miss Sarah. You can't pick what you want. This is not a freaking smorgasbord. You coming
Jesus
back is whatever.
Not bring me back black.
You can't listen. You cannot pick. Did you pick being black?
Hold on, wait a minute.
What's wrong with being black?
Because I enjoyed it too much. You know, I probably need to change. Oh, yeah. But if I came back white, I would take all opportunities that people don't take. I would take every opportunity that I'm like everything.
Let me ask you this. So, we already know it's a common knowledge. Everybody that's alive knows that a person's coming back. Do you think, would you reach out, if your daughter was still alive, would you reach out to her and let her know it was you?
It depends on how she was. I would have to talk to her and see where she was. But that would mean that to her... I mean, how is her life? Like, did she lose me and then I came back? Like, does she remember me?
Okay, listen, it's like Momo B, the only one that understands. You lived your life, you dead, you gone.
Okay,
but you coming
but
back.
Said, I come back, and then my daughter, am I going to tell my daughter I'm her? Would she remember me back then?
No, you're not going to do that. Your daughter, of course, she's going to remember you back then.
Okay, I just asked you a question.
No. Okay, listen. You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you. Here's the other thing. Here's the other part of it. You may come back next week. You may come back 10 years from now. You know you're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming back. So my question is, if you come back and you come back within the lifespan that your daughter is still alive, would you say, man, do I need to call her and say, hey, my name is Amy, but in my previous life, I was your mother? Or would you just let her live her life?
Because I love my baby. I would have to tell her who I was. Unless if I knew her, that would bother me.
That would be crazy. So think about that for a second. So now, how do you deal with that, though? Now, your daughter is older than you.
Oh, Lord, these twists and turns.
Ain't that crazy? It makes you think, don't it? All
that's
right,
really crazy.
Jay, when you get through with this, please educate me.
Okay, just keep listening. We're trying. All right, Jackie.
Oh. No, you ain't got there yet. The Bible does not say you're going to be reincarnated.
I didn't say that, but Vanessa.
No, it doesn't. It says resurrected. No, Jay.
Vanessa.
It says resurrected. And I just Googled it. I'm Googling it, Jay.
I didn't say this was
so. Okay, so
you
tell me, Mr. Riles, tell me where it is.
Oh, my God, what are you talking about?
Jay. You always put me and Jackie on the spot. How about you tell me where it says in the Bible that we're gonna come back reincarnated? Tell me where it says that, Mr. Riles.
I don't know, Vanessa. Oh my God.
I don't think you do because it don't say that.
I didn't say it.
Okay, but go ahead. We playing a game. It's just a game because it don't say that.
Yeah, I know, Vanessa. That was the whole purpose of it.
Okay,
everybody's
on that.
But Jay, you once said we all know that we gonna come back. Now I don't know that.
I didn't say that. Okay. Thank you.
Jackie. Okay. I'm just saying. Okay, go ahead.
Jackie.
Now Jackie don't
want
to play the game
because
that's
what I'm
riled up.
No.
Jay sounded like he was real. Like he meant that. Like it was in the Bible. I'm like, that ain't in the Bible. So I started getting on the computer. Look, I'm over here doing smoked turkey necks and had to stop so I can come and look this mess up because I don't believe
you. Get back to the smoked turkey necks. All right, Jackie. Jackie.
Okay.
Let me start off by saying that this is just a hypothetical, right?
Oh,
me and my neighbor had this conversation of what if. So, Jackie, I'm going to ask you the same question. You lived your life. You died maybe at 70, or maybe, you know, you lived your life. You're back now. You know, at 10 or 9, at about 5 years old, your memory's going to start kicking in. And so you're going to have the extra oomph of knowing of what you did in your previous life. So now, knowing that, if you come back as another black girl, you may come back as a black boy, you may come back as a Jewish boy, you may come back as whatever, but you're back now, how would you use your previous experience to change your fate or the way you're doing business now? Or would you change? Do you say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to be me. I'm going to live my life. I'm not going to worry about what I did as Jackie because the situation is different. I'm not a black female with short hair. Yes.
No. Why are you just going in?
Yeah, I would. Wow. I think I would just live my life.
So you wouldn't try to. You wouldn't try to pull back on the experiences of what you did, you know, in this current life that you're in?
Like I said, I would, because obviously my spirit is going to be different because I'm going to be a different person, so.
Right.
You may have long hair
when you come back. Sorry.
Yeah, I would just live my life.
You know what? Maybe that's the best answer of them all. Maybe you should just live your life. Maybe you shouldn't try to worry about where you made the right or wrong turn when you was your other being.
You got another chance at life.
But Jay, why would I say I wasn't going to make any changes because it might change my past and my future? You chewed me a new butt. Why when I said the exact same thing?
You asked me a question. You asked me a question. I'm going to answer it. The reason why, Vanessa, because I thought you were going down the avenue of you going to be able to marry Bobby again, do the same thing. I was saying that, no, you're not. It's not that you get a repeat of your current life. It's you're getting a new. Your current life is over. You can't change anything. You can't change the past because the past has already happened. I'm saying that now is a new.
It doesn't matter. I wouldn't change anything because my life
wasn't that bad. Okay, that's fine. But my point was you were thinking about changing your past. Your past is done. You are a new being now, so what do you do?
A new being.
You pull back on your previous experience to try to make you... Okay, like, for example, with me. I can't wait for y'all to ask Jay. Well, I'm going to ask it right now. Here's the deal. If I came back as another African-American man, I think what I would do is I would come back. If I came back similar, built similar, whatever, I would change the way I would do things. I would be more serious
about
studying.
No, you come back as a Hispanic, Jay. No, Jay.
Okay,
you don't get to pick what you're coming back as. You're coming back as a Hispanic.
I don't know. I said if. Okay, so if I come back as a okay, you tell me. What am I coming back as? You tell
me and I
ask
you.
Okay, I'll come back as a Hispanic man. Okay, that's a good one. You know why? Because our plights are similar. So what I would do is I would say, okay, I'm a person of color, right? So a person of color know that chances are not as robust as if I was a white person. That's just a fact. So I would probably change the way I did business. I would be more serious in school, right? Because where I am in life now, to be perfectly honest with you, my white counterparts were already here 10 years earlier. I took the scenic route because I goofed around and played around and made these decisions. I would, instead of going to the military, I would have studied my ass off to get into college. And
went into
college, not going to college while I was in the military. You see what I'm saying? So I would change things because I know how long it took me to get to where I am. Right? So yeah. And I would pull off that experience of me being Jay Ryle. Now I'm Hector Martinez, you know what I'm saying? Hecky heck. So I would do it. So that's my point.
You got a blueprint of what you did already.
That's
a
good word.
Yeah. Right. People don't want to make a better life for themselves. Like, come on.
Yes.
Even the best person could be better. So come on.
Yeah, that's
he
a good word. Blueprint.
Big,
sure,
fat,
you know you on top of
mess.
It. What you say?
You'd just be a bougie Mexican, sister.
No, no, no. You said a big fat bougie Mexican. You can kiss my ass. Let me tell you something else, too. I'm tired of you sending them little messages online, too. I saw that little mess. I can't stand you. You know that? I cannot stand you.
What are you talking about?
No, nah, hell no. No, no, no.
Oh,
I'm not going to bore our listeners with what you do off the air, because you are you just is riding to the core off the air, listener. She is. I promise you. All right, so you know, curiosity.
The next time I come back here,
you know, I hope you come back as a. You know what? I hope you come back as. I hope you come back as a damn Samoan.
What?
A Samoan.
Don't anybody come back bougie.
You know what, Vanessa? You're going to make me pull that wig off your head. Leave me alone. All right, so
you
anyway,
what?
Interesting. So, what? I can't, you can't
but
okay, I'm going to come
can
back.
Can I say this?
Well, yes.
Can I say this? Mambo is right, though. You do want to come back more than what you want to come. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to better themselves. So, mine's, I wouldn't come back probably in like you being male, you see it a different way, like, you know, because of the way black people, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't probably think that way. It would be more of having things before I have a child, you know. My life
okay,
would be
yeah.
different. I would
yeah.
I would structure it differently.
You
know
even
what
if
I'm
you
saying?
Came back
I wouldn't,
to the white woman.
I don't regret what I went through because it made me who I am, but I would have structured it differently, yeah. Yes.
Okay, now here's another. Okay, let me ask you guys one last question about this topic. Okay, would you? Okay, if you could pick what you could come back as, would you? Who would you come back as, Miss Terry?
Well, I would come back as. I would come back as
yes.
being black because I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, so you come back as being a black woman.
To be honest, yes.
Why? Okay, what about you,
Mom?
All right, it's your choice.
Yeah, I'll be black again.
Really?
me
would you be
black,
a lighter shade of black? Would you just come back the same shade?
No,
she's
just who she is.
I'm
proud and
okay with the color of my skin.
Exactly.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Okay.
Yeah,
what about
like
you, Vanessa? Would you come back? Would you come back as a black woman too?
Nope. No, she wants to marry a white man and be white, don't you?
No.
No, she said
no
she
to
wants
to
marry
a white man.
So she said she wants to marry
if
a white
If I gotta
man.
Be black and I remarry, he needs to be white. But if
yeah.
I am gonna come back as something, I'm going to come
yeah.
back as a, be specific what you tell God you want, I am going to be a rich, healthy, happy,
stop. Okay, you're done. No. You have to pick you just have to pick what you are. You still determine your future. You still have to determine what you're gonna turn out to be. This ain't making a damn wish.
I'm just gonna have to be a white woman. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm tired of being black. I'm tired. I need to be white for a while.
What about you, Jackie?
I would be black. I would just say.
Male or female?
I sure wouldn't be a black man. Get shot down on the damn street.
You're lying. Male or female, Jackie?
Well, I would be a female again.
Really?
Now, Jackie,
you know
that didn't sound convincing.
I really didn't buy it either, to be honest with you. I'm just being honest. She like she was really contemplating.
Playing.
Should I come back as a Negro?
No.
I live my life being black.
I'm with you, Vanessa. Okay, I would come back.
I'm 50-something years being black. I want to see the other side of life.
I'd come back as an Italian dude, boy.
Yeah.
Man, hell yeah.
You would have all the women, Jay.
You ain't lying. I come back.
Just because you're Italian don't mean that you have all the women. Y'all got to
Well, I'm telling you something. I would come back.
A lot of them do.
Most
you know
of
why?
Them
because I want to listen. If I have the opportunity to come back, why would I come back as what I was? Listen, and then I have the knowledge of knowing what I went through as a black man, which would make me more, I would be a friend to the black people because I know what I went through. So I'd really come back and try to do my best to help my people.
Jay.
That's wonderful.
You're crazy.
But
yeah, you sound crazy. You sound crazy
to
me.
I'll tell you this much. I love being black, and that's all I know. And there's things in it that I didn't like, and there's things in it that I, but it made me who I am. It made me who
but
I
listen,
am. So I could never say I would want to come back. It's not in my makeup to say I want to come back as somebody else right now. That I just let you know, okay? Because I love being me. Boo. Now.
Yeah, and I love hate.
You
I love hating
you.
So yeah,
you
come back just like you are, so I can hate you as an Italian
right,
dude.
Because you ain't never gonna hear me coming around talking about I want to come back as a white woman. No, it ain't gonna happen. No.
All right, fine. That's great. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
We can move on
really
to the next show.
Oh,
we
move on.
Oh,
so if you just tuned in, 347-850-1272. Show started late, so no break at the bottom of the hour. Commercial free all the way until, you know, until we get ready to end the show. Glad you guys are here. Once again, 347-850-1272. Interesting topic. My neighbor and I talked about this, and it was interesting. It really was. But it's time to get to the QOD, the question of the day. And the question of the day is not really a question. It's one of our favorite games called Five Questions. That's right. It was the original of games we play here on the TGRS Radio Network on the J. Ryle Show. And so I ask five questions. You give me your answer in seven words or less. So that's it. 347-850-1272 to QOD, the question of the day. Once again, not really a question of the day. It's one of our favorite games. Five questions. Word association. Five questions right here on the TGRS Radio Network. So now let me, who am I going to go with first? Let me start with Momo. Let me start with the queen. Let me start with the first lady. Let's get her out the way right now. So, first lady.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Okay, fine. Just wait then. Wait. We'll get you. Okay, we'll do you last.
Thank you.
No, thank you. All right. Jackie, are you ready to play five questions?
Yes.
Jackie, you're not convincing us with your answers. Are you sure you're ready to play five questions?
Yes.
Okay. Start the music, please. Would you have a lesbian affair for $10,000?
No.
What's the name of your favorite soft drink?
Ginger ale.
What'd you say?
Ginger ale.
Oh, that's Miss Delia.
Yeah.
if you accidentally stole something from the store, would you return it?
Are you accidentally
steal? You know, you walked out, you realized that, oh, it's still in my cart. My CD player, they didn't charge me. I'm
back
in my car. Would you turn around and give it back?
I'll take it back.
You would? Damn. If the bank teller accidentally give you an additional $200, would you turn around and take that back?
Shopping.
Yes.
How many credit cards do you have?
Just one.
All right, there we go. All right, it's time for a rebuttal question. Let me ask you, Ms. Terry. I heard you. I heard somebody start singing "Shopping."
your mistake. No, I'm like.
Heard somebody say "Shopping."
I would.
Miss Terry, you're not sounding very convincing right now.
You know what? I have. So, you know what? I have. I might not do it now because I'm like, that's not right. But when I was younger, give me more change. See ya. Give me more change.
I would have turned the money back into the bank. I would have.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Money ain't got no name on it.
No.
If you
don't turn it back in, because
they will come back on you.
Did he say he found in the store a shopping cart? Which one did you say, Jay?
No, if they gave you $200 extra dollars
he
from the bank.
It's a, Oh, no, I would get it back because they got your camera. Okay,
this,
get it, got
no,
your camera.
No, no,
exactly.
That's not how
right
it works,
there
boo.
In the camera, taking that out.
That, no,
yep,
yeah,
sure
yes, I took it out. She gave it to me. She made a mistake.
No,
okay.
They still
going to
look at the last transaction. I get that money back.
Look, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work at a bank. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I used to work at a bank, too, boo. And we used to steal all
you
their
did?
They give you a
somebody let you work at their bank? Damn.
Damn.
What? What kind of stupid ass bank was that?
About
oh,
that.
Damn.
Bank didn't have cameras on y'all.
No. Time out. I was just kidding. What I just said.
Oh,
I was
thank God.
God. I was just kidding. But now I'm going to tell you something. I'm just saying this. I don't know from experience because I never worked at a bank. I was just kidding.
I know you don't. Wink, wink. Go ahead.
The bank. Let me tell you something. The bank give you just like a certain amount of money to be short. But you deal with thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a day. They give you a certain amount to be short. I don't know about now because everything is so. You just put the stack in a bill count and you count it. Back in my day, you counted all that money by hand. They expect you to be short. So you a little $200 short. Ain't nobody getting fired over that. Thank you very much. That's all I'm saying.
No, and what my friend told me.
Well, I don't know if you're your friends. Maybe it depends on the bank. But Bank of America, they
would
let you ride.
Go ahead, Miss
Elliot. I know Will Cargo won't.
I went to the bank and got a certain amount out. They gave me an extra 100. I was like, oh, they fault. Next thing I know, they sent me a notification saying, hey,
we
know you get an extra $100. We taking it out your account, dog.
And what year
okay,
was that?
I have
what
to confess. I have to
that
confess.
Was,
it happened to me.
Year?
It happened to me in 1990. They gave me an extra, I think, $60 or $70. I never took it back in, and they never took it out of my account because they don't know who they get that damn money to.
That's what I'm saying. That, what, Mr. LES, I didn't hear you. What year was that when it happened to you?
Oh, that was about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, see, it's different now. It's different
they
now.
They automated
back
it out,
the,
dog. Come on,
day,
bro.
I was
come on,
I'm
man.
With Jay. That was in the 90s. They wasn't doing none of that. I'm going to give you this. Remember, now you go to the bank, you can make deposits. You slip your cash. Let's say you want to deposit $200. You slip your $20 bill in there, and it takes all that money. And it counts it. That's what it do. Back in the day, you used to have to put that $200 $200 in an envelope. You write what's on it, and you deposit it in. You can write $200 and put in $160. And guess what they have to do? They have to give you your $200. They think it's an inside job. Somebody took that $40, and that's it.
You know, let me ask you something. Because, you know, for somebody who said they didn't work at the bank and don't know, you sure can recollect real damn good. You're recollecting your
don't
ass off.
Don't worry about nothing.
Really? So, I had to clarify to make sure I was right. Chase sent us a letter in the last 2 months that said, if you make a deposit and your deposit is incorrect by $10, unless they're not going to correct it. Did y'all catch
that? Yeah, because
they're
ripping
you
out.
Money.
That $10 don't mean nothing
ain't
to them.
Nothing.
Hell.
Yeah.
No.
Ain't good with
no,
that.
No. That's my $10. So say I put in $110 in change, but my deposit slipped $109.99 in change. My deposit said $110. So that means it's $10 off. That means that they will keep it and not even tell you about it.
Okay, wow.
If your deposit, Chase just sent us this letter. If your deposit is off by $10 and you didn't add it right and didn't put it on that form right, they're going to keep it.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
You saying, hold on, let me make sure I understand what you're saying. So you're saying that.
Just to make sure I was
let me,
right,
I'm trying to ask
everybody.
You, Vanessa. Take a deep breath.
I'm
trying to get clarity. So
okay.
If I put, you're telling me that if I put, let's say that I put on my deposit slip, I deposit $110, but I put $120 in the envelope. You say they're gonna keep my $10?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, hey,
ain't
no
that
fault.
Some crap?
No, it ain't no crap. You learn how to add.
No,
hell.
Ain't no crap. You learn how to add.
Cannot prove. This is my thing. My thing is, thing is, it's all electronic now, so they know exactly how much you put in. So why are they trying to keep your $10? Your machine knows. So why are you taking my $10 again? I'm sorry.
I'm just telling you what they said, and I ain't going to argue with them.
Well, if
shit
works in reverse.
Because they put us about saying that.
So why don't you put $120 and put $110 in there and see what happens?
They're not going to keep it to you. But if it's $10 in their favor, they going to keep it.
It's like a card on the Monopoly board. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. All right, playing five questions. First, let's say what's up to Michelle S. What's up, man? What's happening?
Hey, Liz.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hello.
We're taking care of my mother's house today. Somebody broke in last night. And
oh, Lord.
Yeah, they broke in and they opened up the window, so it was what it was.
Okay, I'm going to stop you because you're not going to do that. Okay, thank you.
He laughing, so it can't be nothing.
Well, he shouldn't
laughing.
Be. That's why I'm stopping him, because he needs to stop. That boy, man. He's this dude, man. You know, man, why do you act
like
that?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Is it that bad?
You was there? Mr. Elias, you was there when they broke in?
Oh, hell no. If I was there, it would be some stuff.
He wouldn't be here now. That joke would be down at the station answering questions. You know, Mama, you know how that is, right?
Yeah, I know.
Because my mother's house is so dated, and they broke in, they was like, what the hell are we doing in here? It smells a little bad in here. Let me open up a couple windows and see y'all later. Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
You know, man. Well, you know, anyway. All right. Nothing.
They didn't take anything. They didn't take TVs. He's like, why are we going to take these big-ass TVs? Nobody want this crap. Ain't no floor model TVs in there. And they was like, nope. I was surprised they didn't leave a note on the door saying, update this damn thing. They would come back.
What Robin Harris saying, hey, my wife is so ugly, a peep in town broke in the house and shut the damn shades. I ain't got to look at this mess. That's what his funny joke
was.
But
it was I'm telling you, they didn't take anything. We couldn't find anything that they took. Nothing. They ransacked the house, and that was it.
That's a shame.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Negroes, man. You know how
somebody
it is.
Breaking your house, they ain't seen nothing worth taking.
Hey, put a note. Hey, up there. Hey, look at next time we come back, we expect some flat screens up in this bitch. Buy some new mess.
Look, Jay, you almost got me sent to jail for this bullshit. I'll be back for your ass.
And when I come back, get some updated sizer in this damn piece. Say, I'm gonna put the jail for this. For TV. Oh man, for TV without a remote. This is some bull crap.
With a screwdriver, with a pair of pliers.
What the hell is this? Oh man. That's funny. I went to jail for this mess. I whooped your ass when you were tipping me like this. Yeah. Oh damn. Oh my goodness. All right.
Jay, why don't you tell your son to stop talking like a big shot that we wouldn't have broke in here?
Joker running up in a Mercedes. Hell, we saw a Mercedes in the driveway 2 weeks ago. Hell, ain't done in this damn house. Hey, look, you know it's really bad if they left out the front door and locked the door behind them.
Your son need to be ashamed of himself.
Hey, Mama, they leave and lock the door behind them and put a note on it and say, don't touch this one. It ain't worth it.
Wow.
Damn. He put new locks and get you the keys. Hey, bro, we sorry for the inconvenience. Here you go.
That's right.
Damn. It's crazy. Oh, Lord.
See,
$20
for the screen.
Yes. Accept our apologies. Hey, bro, we didn't mean it. Our bad. you know what? That reminds me. Did you guys see the news story of the lady? She had a, what are those things called? The little things to do the commercials of Gnome, or what are those little ugly garden tools? You know the little, what do they call them, Mr. Elias? Norms?
A hoe?
They're called gnomes.
Gnomes. Yeah. Okay, so here's the story. So this lady, 2 years ago, I think it was, somebody stole the gnome out of her front yard, right? So she goes back out there. This is a true story. She goes back out there, and I may not have the time frame right, but she goes back out there. Somebody put the thing back in her yard with pictures of, they took it around the world and took pictures of it in different places and left her a scrapbook. Oh my God! They took it to the Grand Canyon. They took it and they took pictures with the damn thing drinking a soda with shades on. Who the hell does that? And that's a true story.
Damn.
Hey,
they stole it. They took pictures with it and they took it all over the world.
Look at that. People think that's funny, Jay. Y'all know that stupid looking elk that you play games with it during the Christmas holidays, and you hide that elk everywhere.
Yeah.
That stupid elk. Them people took that elk all over the world and had people signing and attaching pieces of paper to that stupid ass elk. Okay. I don't know why they think that's funny. That ain't funny.
She said it's stupid ass elk.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
That's crazy.
It's like the stupid gnome, the stupid elk.
Yeah, they took that thing around the world. I fell out laughing.
Well, Vanessa, that would be one of the things you do when you turn white.
Well, actually, Miss Carrie, I have a black one and a white one in my garage, so I don't have to wait to turn white. I already have two of them.
That's a good one, Miss Carrie. High five, Miss Carrie. I don't like you, but I'm going to give you high fives on that
one. A white one and a black one.
That was good. I like that.
Just they had a grandchild yet to play with it with.
Get ready, Vanessa, because that's what you're going to be doing in your
get
new
ready.
Life. All right, so,
ready?
Mr. Elias.
Are you ready? What's going on in
Vanessa's
new life?
Whatever do you want it? Whatever do you need it? However do you want it? How is that? Oh, sorry. Miss Terry, are you ready to play the five questions?
Sure.
All right. Start the clock, please. Have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yes.
Caught up.
What? Feel free. All right. Do you agree with interracial marriage?
You do what you feel.
Would you sleep with a dear friend?
Huh?
You sleep with a dear friend? Oh, damn.
Homie,
maybe.
Friend.
Yeah. Well, possibly.
Wow. Would you date your fourth cousin if he was fine as hell?
No.
Huh? You wouldn't?
No.
Wow. Would you consider body augmentation?
No.
Wow. Really? So you wouldn't? You wouldn't, you know, do a Nicki Minaj, get your big old grump of dust on yourself?
No, because
you know what?
I worked in a convalescent hospital, and there were women in there that had gotten breast, you know. And
you needed breast reduction.
I probably need that, but anyway.
Yeah, you need yours taken away.
don't worry
away.
About it. Anyway, I was going to say something, but let me shut up. Anyway.
You say it. Just don't spray it. Go ahead.
I'll say it in a minute, matter of fact. Anyway.
I know you will.
So,
anyway.
you know, you get old. You know what I'm saying? And so I have to give these women baths, and they get naked, and they looking at me. And I'm like, you old.
And they what?
You old. You're old,
they're
and
what?
Your titties
looking
at me. Titties.
Oh,
breasts. Looking up and
say
standing
it,
up. That don't look good when you get about 80 or 90. That's not cute. Look old.
Okay, but it ain't going to look good whether you don't have nothing in them or not. You might as well enjoy yourself when you're young.
I'm not going to reduce yourself to me.
I'm sorry, yes. So, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, miss. What did you say, Miss Terry?
Nothing.
Okay. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself.
Hey.
Yeah, Momo. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Hey.
You can do it, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Hey. Woo. Hey, hey, hey. I got to listen to that tonight. Yeah. Get it, Michael. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. All right, 3-0-0-5-0-2-0-2.
Lord have mercy.
Yes. All right. Jackie, in the place to be, are you ready to play?
Oh, you already played.
Vanessa Maybelli from the Macanelli, are you ready to play five questions?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What if I'm not ready for you to play it? All right, here we go. Start the clock, please. If you had a choice to carry a gun or a knife, which one would you carry?
A gun.
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
I already got a knife. And a gun, really.
Have you ever smoked hash?
No.
Wow. She's a square. L7 square. The last concert you went to?
Janet Jackson, I think.
Name one man you would have an affair with if you had the opportunity to.
Shamar Moore, I think is his name.
Okay, yeah, I know. All right. Tell the truth. Have you ever dug your drawers out of your booty and smelt your fingers?
Really?
Good God, Jay.
That's nasty. Jay, let me say this. I don't know if I did or not as a kid. I haven't as an adult, but if I did, I damn sure wouldn't tell you on a radio with millions of people that could be possibly listening.
All right, here's the last question.
That means yes.
No, I don't know about being an adult. Some stuff I'm just not going to tell Jay. I don't know. I haven't done it as an adult. I don't know what I did at the time.
Stop it. Okay, last question, last question. Last question.
Wow.
Mom, stop it. There we go. Last question. There she is. Last question, Vanessa. The last time you had a liver sandwich.
Did he say liver? Yes,
yes,
he
did.
Boy, I can't stand liver. I ain't ate liver since I was three. I can't stand liver.
Let me ask you something. Does anyone on this show like liver? If it is, who likes liver on the show?
Nobody.
That's nasty. It's one of the nastiest foods that was ever freaking invented. Oh my God. My grandmother can eat the mess at that stuff.
Yes.
It would make me eat it.
They say it's really good.
It's good for your liver.
Yeah, that's why they ate it.
They ate it because it was cheap.
So that's all they
had.
That's why they bought it and ate it.
Yes,
they don't know
good
for you or not.
I need to ask a question. So, Jay, if you dig your panties out your booty and you groan and your butt should be washed, how you gonna smell anything?
I just said that you smell your fingers. I ain't said you smelled anything.
Why
you put
your
fingers into your nose.
You can't smell nothing. If your butt is clean, you know it's clean.
Well,
you
just answered the question then. You didn't smell nothing when you did
nasty,
it. Okay, we got it.
Jay.
3-4-7.
You nasty, Jay. You did it.
Oh. All right.
He's nasty.
Ooh, man, look at this. Time flies. You're having fun. All right, First Lady. We're going to at least get you in here. First Lady.
Yes.
Are you ready to play five questions? She said yes.
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Start the clock, please. Should a woman that's raped have the ability to abort their child?
Yes.
If that situation happened to you, would you abort the child?
I don't know. It depends. My age, my state of mind, I can't answer that.
The last time you had handcuffs on.
Recreational or professional?
Yeah. Look. Government provided or homie provided?
Just handcuffs, period.
Oh. I got a pair right here.
So you had one yesterday?
Maybe last year. Last year.
All right. So with that, that's the last time you got some too. All right. What color underwear are you wearing? What color underwear are you wearing right now?
Ain't got none on.
Oh damn! Stop the show. Oh, sorry, I got one question. Oh damn! All right, last question. The longest time you went without taking a bath.
Okay, the longest time, it would have to be a day. Because I bathe daily, but the longest time that I maybe skip the day. You know?
Okay, She's a loser.
Don't talk to me. Talk to them.
She's really wrong. Something's really wrong. All right, so Jackie, Miss Elias, you're the only one that haven't had questions.
All right, let's go.
So I think you need to get questions too before we close the show out this evening. And if you just tuned in, it's an abbreviated show, but
no
it was
doubt.
A good show. I think it was good. All right, here we go, Miss Elias. Let's start the clock, please. Your favorite sexual position?
How'd I get that one?
On top of me. she's laying flat on her stomach, and I'm behind her, man. It's a difficult position to explain.
What is that called? Okay, all right, thank you.
It's called good. That's what the hell it's called. It's called real good.
You don't know that. You see how long Jay had, so we don't know
about what that is. Oh, man. All right. The freakiest place you've ever had sex, Miss Delia.
The freakiest place I've ever had sex. Wow. Damn.
Florida.
I guess it was at the beach on my motorcycle.
Damn, you got your big ass on the motorcycle. All right, sorry.
Tell nobody about
your
pants you put on, Jay.
Oh, all right, here we go. The last time you broke the law.
Last time I broke the law today, hell, I was speed.
If you witness a bank robbery, would you call the police?
Hell yeah. Yes.
Here's the second part and the last question for you this evening. If it was a friend of yours and you saw them rob the bank, would you call the police?
No, I'd call them first and say, hey, man, figure, give me none of that cash. I'm telling on your ass.
You know what you're saying. You're sorry. Wow, so you called them first, huh?
Hey,
what if they threaten you and say, hey, bro? What if they call you and say, hey, man, you better not say nothing, bro. That's going to be it for you. What if they threaten you, Miss Elias?
Man, do you think I care?
You know what I'm saying?
They wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, how much you asking for? He tell me that mm-hmm. mountain. Meet me in back of Dunkin' Donuts at 12:05 p.m. When he meet me in back of Dunkin' Donuts at 12:05 a.m., I had something for that ass.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
You never give in to black men, sure. Ladies and gentlemen. Never give in. It'll never stop. You got to nip it at the bone.
Yeah, you're speaking. You never went through it. You're just kind of speaking just, you know, what you saw on TV.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. And on that note.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Folks, this has been a fun show. Glad you guys participated. And if you're listening and rewind, we appreciate it. So we're 90 seconds out. It's time for final thoughts. Jackie, you're up first. Final thoughts.
Great show. Take care. And y'all have a great rest of the weekend.
You too, baby girl. Vanessa Maybelli from the McAnally final thoughts.
I'm glad to be back. Glad to hear y'all. Had some great laughs. I apologize if I'm always loud, but if I'm really, really loud because I also had ear surgery.
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying that I also had ear surgery, so my ears are really, really blocked. So, anyway, take care.
Right.
Love y'all. See y'all Wednesday.
Okay, bye. Miss Terry, Quacker Terry.
Say bye.
Bye.
Through you.
Okay. Bye. I got to go fry my chicken. Bye.
Go on, take your country ass on. And you get some watermelon, some grapes too.
I sure do have watermelon.
I know you do. Oh, Negro.
Up.
Yeah, whatever. I'm calling the Klan. All right, Miss First Lady.
Yes.
Final thoughts, First Lady.
Thank you all for showing up, everybody. It's good when we're all together. It's like the salt. You can't have a good chicken combo with a single salt and pepper. All the ingredients gotta be there. Miss Elliot
put salt
and
pepper on
the
chicken.
In the house, me in the house, everybody in the house, everybody need to show up and show out. I love it. I love it. I love it. Tastes good.
Where's the craziest place you had sex? Florida. All right, Miss Elias, man. Final thoughts.
I ring the same sentiments Momo B rings, man. Look, it's good to get on the air to relieve some stress, man, because this has been a very stressful time in my life. I thank you guys for understanding. I love each and every one of you. And I am going to ring the sentiment to get out and vote, because if you don't get out and vote, man, you seen the DNC and the Republican National Convention.
No, we're
going to
talk about that tomorrow, boy. Full throated.
These cats are clowns. So get out and vote, you guys, because it's the most important time of your life right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we go, I want to do some checking up. Hey, Miss Terry, how is Big O doing?
He, they have him on dialysis. He woke up from his coma because he was in a coma. So, he's holding his own. He's a fighter, you know. So,
come on, boy. Go ahead on, Big O. Come on, Big O.
He's a fighter all his life. He's from, what do you say? He always say he's from Oklahoma, Kansas City, the show me state or something like that.
Missouri, show me state, but that's where we're at.
Something happened to Ernest?
Huh?
No, it didn't happen to Bad Ass. Let me out there. Ernest, no. We're talking about Big O. Not Big E.
I don't know who Big O is. Okay.
Ernest is still fat in upstate New York.
Damn, Miss Terry.
Oh, damn. Still poking hairy booties, too. That's what he do. Oh, damn. All right. All right, Mr. Elias, Jesus Christ. Let me get my final thoughts. Final thoughts, once again, praying for Big O, praying for Momo B. Momo B, how's your uncle doing?
Oh, he's still alive. He had a birthday party today. Today was his birthday party. His birthday is actually August 3rd, so I hope he make it there. And I'm supposed to be going up there that weekend, next weekend coming up. I just hope. Uncle Earl, hang on in there, baby.
Why did you do that? See, don't do that.
Oh, damn, I forgot.
Just say uncle. Oh, my God. You know, I'm thinking, God, the curse is broke. But, hey, you just want to make absolutely sure, huh? You got away last week, but you're going to mention his name again today. Oh, God. Don't say my name. on you. All right, so Miss Sally asks now, can we shut this damn thing down?
By all means, man.
It's been a pleasure. Folks, it's been a pleasure serving you. We love you. And we'll see you on Wednesday. So, for Miss Terry Quacontrary, Vanessa Mae Bailey from the McAnally, Jackie, and the place to be, Momo B's in the Easy, my boy, Mr. L.E.S. I'm J. Ryle saying, take care, God bless, peace, and hair grease. We'll see you on Wednesday. One day I'm going to play that whole song because people have asked me about that. We'll see you on Wednesday, folks.
Bye.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.